Hello, I'm Juliana Needham, and this is Dealcast, the weekly M&A podcast from Merger Market. In this episode, we are heading to Paris, and we're talking about French exits. The landscape for French private equity exits is proving to be rather difficult this year. To find out more, I'm joined by Oreski Yeish, who is the Paris Bureau Chief, and by Miriam Marriott, who is a senior reporter. Hi, Miriam. Hi, Oreski. Thanks for joining me.
Hi.
Hello. Thank you for the invitation.
So let's start with the big picture. Can you describe the landscape for French private equity now in late 2024?
It's a very interesting question because in a way you can say that the situation is not that bad, and even that we've noticed an uptick in deal volume compared to last year. When you look at exits, for instance, the volume has plunged by 57%, as well as the value. This is like the lowest value recorded since 2013, a period where M&A was pretty low, as we were trying to recover from the financial crisis of 2007, 2008. So that's why we have the feeling that we have some mixed feelings about the state of the private equity market in France. Having said that, the M&A volume and value is growing compared to last year. I think we should have an increase of 20% overall, but the M&A market is driven by large corporates, looking to acquisition opportunities abroad, looking at the limited growth perspective in France. And we have, as I said, an uptick in deal volumes and value of private equity buyouts, but record lows in terms of private equity exit.
So I absolutely agree with Oreski. I think it's a very peculiar year because there is the feeling that 2023 was absolutely hard for all the private equity players. And this year is a bit better. There is no comparison about it. So you could say that people are a bit more optimistic about 2024. But on another hand, the echoes I've gotten from the private equity players, especially the private equity firms, is that they are very cautious at the moment. We expected a big uptick in deals in the second semester. There were some large cap auctions expected in the semester that are just not happening. That doesn't mean that they won't happen. They will, but it will rather be in 2025. And I think what interested us with Oreski and what made us want to write this pulse, get a bit a more bigger picture on how the private equity in the French market is working is, this feeling that there is a lot of auctions being postponed. And maybe that will be a big worry in 2025 because if everyone is postponing at the moment, what will happen in 2025? There might be a bit of a jam. So that's the sentiment we got from the players.
Thank you. And we're going to come on to a bit more about the pulse and also a bit more about the sentiment that you're hearing from the general and limited partners at private equity groups. But Oreski, coming back to you, can you talk about whether France's political uncertainty over this year has spoiled exit opportunities for the rest of the year, bearing in mind we've only got a couple of months left?
Yes. Usually elections and political changes have a limited impact on the deal flow, especially for the majority of deals where the state is not involved. And in sectors which are not deemed sensitive, politically speaking. But we have to admit that the snap elections this summer created a very a complicated environment for deal makers, private deal makers. Why? Those elections were not expected, obviously, and they created a lot of how to explain that. I mean, the thing is that the French government under the realm of Emmanuel Macron for 7 years was seen as pro-business and put in place a lot of measures making the business environment more stable. And this is the first time with those elections since Macron was elected in 2017 that the pro-business agenda was at stake. And it was clear that it will be questioned, at least. So we saw a lot of private deal makers starting to postpone the plans to avoid adverse market conditions around the time of the elections, which were held in June and July, because we have two rounds in France. So there were a lot of the wait and see attitude was at its peak. And a lot of foreign investors, which were used like now for 7 years to have like very favorable conditions to make deals in France, were started to freak out a bit and wonder whether the French pro-business agenda would be preserved. And this for those reasons that we saw a little bit more deals postponed to 25 at that time. So yes, the business environment for private deal maker was a bit impacted. Now we have a new government, it's been like less than a month, 3 weeks, and the big discussions about the next French budget is going to also create a lot of political uncertainty, even though the new prime minister, Michel Barnier, made clear that he's here to also safeguard a certain pro-business agenda and show that France is still welcoming foreign investment.
And Miriam, coming back to you, you were at a huge event in Paris recently for private equity. Could you describe the market sentiment amongst the general partners and also the limited partners that you spoke to there, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So the IPM event is a very big event in Europe. It's set in France. So to go back a bit in time, I reassure you, not too back, but too much back. But first, the historic event was set in Cannes, in the south of France, and it has been for many years, for more than a decade. And it has been such a success that for over the last 2 years, they decided to set another event in Paris, in the capital. And this one happens in September. So I attended this September event. And I think what was really interesting is that the event was clearly, geared towards GPs, general partners. And there was this anxious sentiment because many GPs at the moment are fundraising, seeking to, secure funds from limited partners, from LPs. And this is a great opportunity for them because all the LPs are there, or many European LPs from France, from Italy, from Spain, from the UK, of course, but also, from abroad, some American, some Middle Eastern funds. So for them, it's a key moment, I think, in their agenda. The feeling that I've got is that they were a bit more anxious maybe to secure these funds because there has been, as we said earlier, a lack of exits in the French market. Maybe auctions haven't, they have been postponed. They will be happening in 2025, maybe 2026. So when you are a fund which hasn't done any exits, you don't have a track record. And a track record is especially key for LPs because they want to see that, you do well with their money, you have good returns. So has been especially important for them to, you know, have this track record, and has been a crucial point when there hasn't been as many exits as expected. And I think they're coming a bit at the end of the line. They have to do exits. It's really pressing at the moment, and it's a huge issue. And I think it's going to be a huge theme in 2025.
Great. And just staying with you, Miriam, a very quick one. Can you tell me if there's tougher competition out there for private equity buyers? And if there is, what the effect of that is?
Absolutely. There is a lot of competition from trades because there have been, you know, during the pandemic, 2021, 2022, these trades have been trying to, you know, secure themselves, continue their growth, but they're cash rich. And now at the moment, they're ready, you know, to get back on the market, do some bolt-ons. And many of them are backed by PEs, which are trying to build, you know, platforms. And these ones are especially looking to acquire. Recently, we published a story about Aztec. So that's an IT services firm in France. And the CEO told us that Aztec is looking to buy 5 to 6 companies in 2025 to 2026. It's a huge amount. And this company is backed by ICG. So, you know they're cash rich. So this is one of the biggest competition for PE players. Another one is family offices. Family offices are important, both as LPs, but also as potential bidders. One thing they have, one benefit they have, is that they're very long term. They are not seeking, you know, to do returns as quickly as PE funds. And many entrepreneurs love that. They're also cash rich. They have large funds, deep pockets. So that helps them win some auctions. We have seen that lately in the French market. And I think it's going to be a real trend in the coming years.
And I would like to just touch briefly on the new France Deals Pulse column, which you've covered all of this stuff in. Can you just briefly tell me about that, please?
Yeah. So the idea with this column is to recycle the loads of notes we have on situation that, yeah, joke aside, we found that there was a huge demand about, creative angle on M&A. And we talk to a lot of sources. They can be bankers, they can be lawyers, as you know, but also head of funds, politicians, member of parliaments. So we sit on a lot of notes, and I think it's good to showcase our expertise in M&A and find a creative angle to not let those interesting notes stored in a dark closet.
And how often does it come out, and where can people read it?
I mean, France is a very political country, and the people always have an opinion. Even M&A practitioner have opinion, a demand for regulatory information, political information, and M&A information. So, we try to give our opinion based on the many conversations we have, but the purpose of this column is not necessarily to quote advisors or other sources.
Okay. How often is it out?
Ah, yeah, good question. So the idea is we've just started in September, and we aim for two per month, and depending on the success, we could expand to once a week. But the idea is to have two per month.
Okay, and a very quick question to finish on. What's going to be the sentiment for private equity exits in France in 2025, which is just around the corner?
Maybe a bit of anxiety, you know, you need to perform. And I think it's going to be a very, very busy year.
Oreski?
Yeah, there's a flight to quality in terms of assets. So it's going to be a fierce battle to get those golden assets among private equity firms, corporates, and family offices.
Thank you both. That was Oreske Yeish, who is the Paris Bureau Chief, and Miriam Marriott, who is a senior reporter. Thanks for listening to this episode of Dealcast from Merger Market. I'm Juliana Needham. If you've enjoyed the podcast, please follow it and please rate and review the show. To find out more about what we've been discussing on this episode, please have a look at the show notes. Join us again next week.